Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Boston Globe Washington Bureau Chief Chris Rowland, and he has been attending the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Great to have you here. Well, obviously last night was Bill Clinton and, of course, Elizabeth Warren in the Massachusetts Senate race speaking. Even Governor Daniel Malloy from Connecticut in our region was at the podium. But in general, your impressions so far of the DNC and maybe specifically as to last night's events?
Well, I think that Bill Clinton, you know, clearly he rocked the House. What he was able to do, I thought very effectively, was articulate what the party stands for. I mean, a lot of times it seems sometimes from Washington, you can't even tell what Democrats are saying. The message gets very muddied. So here, Bill Clinton had an opportunity to stand before the nation in a primetime address and do what he does very well, which is with a combination of details as well as passion. He laid out what the party stands for and what they want to do, and he provided a very strong defense of Obama, stronger, I thought, than sometimes Obama gives himself. So I thought they did a very good job last night. I think one of the other things that's happening here is that the Democrats have a very much more united front, I think, than the Republicans did last week in Tampa. Last week in Tampa, you had Ron Paul supporters who were, you know, very strongly protesting delegate rules and other things like that. You have the Tea Party that doesn't really trust Mitt Romney very much. You had a number of people taking the podium who seemed to be looking ahead to 2016 in their own right. You don't have that stuff happening here. What we have here is a much more united and clear message, and I think that so far that's working in the Democrats' favor.
I guess the real question is, Chris Rowland, Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe, can both parties carry this momentum, of course, trying to rouse their base to get out to the polls all the way to November?
Well, certainly I think these conventions are providing a lot of energy for their hardcore supporters to go out. You know, there's going to be huge amounts of turnout efforts in individual swing states. I was talking to some people from Virginia last night, Colorado. They are jacked up, and they are going to go out and really work. They've got, you know, volunteers, door knocking, phone banks, you know, all that stuff. So to that respect, it's very much a positive for them. In the polls, you know, I'm not expecting, you know, you saw already that, you know, Mitt Romney got no real bounce out of his convention in Tampa. You got to remember that on Friday morning after Barack Obama gives his speech tonight, the new jobs report is going to come out. Already around here in town, the various White House officials, administration officials have been trying to downplay the importance of the report. I think they're nervous about it. It's probably going to very quickly, you know, eliminate the glow of the convention, and people are going to be down, hardworking, down for the last 2 months of the election.
I've been talking with Chris Rowland. He's the Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe, and he's been talking about the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Chris, we really appreciate you taking the time with us this morning.
Oh, happy to be here. Anytime.